Hello, Gary B. with an update on the local and regional scene. A Lee County judge has declared a mistrial. It's in the rape case of a man who was convicted in a separate slaying of a TV anchorwoman. The jury couldn't reach a verdict, and that led to the mistrial yesterday. Curtis Lavelle Vance is charged with raping a woman in Mariana in April of 2008. He was convicted last year in the October 2008 slaying of KATV Channel 7's Ann Presley in Little Rock. Well, he stepped down, a Republican Party official in Jackson County, stepping down from his post after refusing to cut ties with a group that calls itself pro-white. The Arkansas GOP says John Castile felt his resignation was in the best interest of the party. He's a member of the Council of Conservative Citizens. That's a group that's been tied to segregation issues over the last 50 years. Dateline Little Rock, where the state Senate wants to put a stop to the sale of herbal snuff to minors. The Senate voted yesterday to restrict the sale of the product to minors under 18. It's a flavored substance that mimics chewing tobacco. The measure now heads to the House of Representatives. Well, for what? The third day in a row, the University of Arkansas at Fayetteville stays closed because of icy roads left from the winter storm this week. A lot of high schools in their area as well are closed, like Bentonville, Fayetteville, Rogers, and Springdale. Temperature this morning at 7 o'clock, I haven't checked since then, at Fayetteville was 3 below zero. A Stone County couple have been charged with felony child abuse. Court records say 35-year-old Johnny Darrell Housley and 27-year-old Shanna M. Cronk have been charged with first-degree domestic battery. Documents say it involved abuse of Cronk's child by Cronk and Housley, her live-in boyfriend. It said the child was beaten because he refused to eat his vegetables. Police say Housley and the girlfriend used a small branch off a tree to whip the child. Court information says photographs taken of the child's injuries show extreme abuse to the child's legs, buttocks, and lower back. Judge John Dan Kemp placed Housley on a $35,000 bond and Cronk on a $25,000 bond. At least for the next couple of months, we'll be receiving quite a bit of information from the 2010 U.S. Census as statistics are compiled. Here's something that just come out. The census says racial minorities accounted for roughly 85% of the nation's population growth over the last decade. And it says Hispanics accounted for much of the gain in many of the states picking up new House seats. Also, preliminary figures suggest the number of multiracial Americans has jumped roughly 20% in the last 10 years to more than 5 million. And the Independence County chapter of the National Wild Turkey Federation says local support of its efforts, including its annual banquet, is the primary reason the chapter has been named the best overall chapter in the state for the past 2 years. The local chapter is involved in many local charities, including Christmas Brings Hope through the Turkey Hunters Care Program, providing gifts for children through the Angel Tree Program, sponsorship of the School Archery Program, helping youth hunt in partnership with Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Independence County, also helping fund a scholarship program for high school seniors, and partnering with Future Fuel to teach children about hunting heritage, skills, and hunting safety through the Jake's Day program. March 5th is the date set for the chapter's annual membership drive and banquet. It'll be held at UACCB's Independence Hall with doors opening at 6. This family-oriented function will be a 14-gun event and will include a silent auction, live auction, games, and door prizes. The evening's meal will be catered by Fred's Fish House and featuring fried catfish, chicken, and boiled shrimp with all the trimmings. For more information, you can contact Keith Harmon at 613-0954 or Gary Stroud at 307-3802. And that brings you right up to date.